more of your calls on what has been our lead story now for 2 days in a row, and rightly so, how we are caring for our police officers in Northern Ireland, in particular their psychological health. The chair of the Police Federation, Mark Lindsay, this morning saying that the care given by the PSNI to their own officers is inadequate. And he certainly educated me today that what the police currently do to their own officers is they cut their pay by half if they are injured while on duty, and that injury has meant that they are off sick for 6 months or more. They can appeal, but they've got to go through the appeal process. Stephen in Derry. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. I can't understand your headline yesterday about the police service, and this morning you started, they signed up, you know, they're whingers. They signed up to.
Really?
They signed up to.
They're whingers, are they?
Yeah. Why don't you do a programme with actual emergency doctors and nurses or care workers?
What on earth are you talking about, that they are whingers?
Well, you see, there you go.
Sorry, police
whingers.
Police officers who are suffering from. Hold on.
They were told what to expect. They signed up to it. So don't complain about it.
Well, that's very cosy for you to say, sitting in your armchair.
I don't care what I'm sitting on. I don't care where I come from. I'm speaking from my heart. They're coming on your programme. You devoted most of your programme yesterday.
Certainly did.
Started off with today.
I'll be devoting more to it as well.
You go to frontline nurses and doctors and the emergency that see everyday incidents that's going on. All police officers are not given everyday incidents. We're given a sample. What about the legacy of the troubles where people are suffering, like myself, and I have to get counselling also?
If some thug...
And you've got police now coming on there, whinging, and the pay structure that they're getting.
Do you understand that some of the police officers who've come on this programme, you describe them as whinging? You know, others would describe it as a cry for help. That they are mentally ill. That they
there's
have a mental
society,
illness.
Stephen, there's plenty in society suffering from the same problems, have the same...
Day
in and day out.
I accept
injuries,
that.
And living with injuries that was caused through the troubles.
Stephen, it's not
so
either or.
Suck it up and get on with it.
If someone was lying on the ground with a heart attack, would you tell them to suck it up?
I would help them.
Exactly. So what we're doing in society, according to the Police Federation, is we're giving inadequate care. There is no difference, is there, from someone lying on the ground with a heart attack and a police officer with a psychological illness, and we're not helping them enough.
Go to the nurses that suffer from that. Go to the doctors that suffer.
Stephen,
go to care workers. Go to social workers. Go to the fire service or the ambulance service.
Stephen, it's not either or. It's not either or. I accept...
It does.
It's not either or. I accept that there are many other areas.
They're on a good structure pay. They're a good structure pay. And then they come out and they say, oh, we can't handle this. This is too much for us. We're off in PS. I'd like to see their sick bill. I'd like to see the police services sick bill for a year.
Right.
I think somebody mentioned something like £20 million.
Let's calm this down for 1 second, right? So we're not shouting over each other. Do you seriously think that mental illness, as you have heard described on this programme over the last couple of days, do you not think it's a real illness?
Everybody suffers. I suffer. I go for counselling. I suffer with it. Everybody suffers with it. There are no exceptions to the rule.
Well, how would you like if whoever you're going for counselling to told you to suck it up?
They're there for a service. They're there because I need them. The police service there because they need them, and their service is there for them. And they're on a high-paid job, and they signed on the dotted line. Their name on the dotted line and says, I'll go for it. Do you honestly think a policeman went on the police service and wasn't told of the risk? Do you really believe that?
Where's your compassion?
I have plenty of compassion, Stephen, but I don't need a drill down the throat about the serving police and what they go through.
Do you not?
Go to nurses, go to the doctors and the accident and emergency. Ask them what they go through. Go to the fire service, go to the ambulance service. Ask them what they go through.
You see, if some thug breaks into your house,
I'll tackle them.
Will you phone 999?
No, I won't.
I'll
do it myself.
Right, okay, I see.
Whingers, get on it, suck it up and get on with your job.
Plenty of compassion coming from you.
Well, I'm only speaking the truth.
Are you?
Because I know people have taken their life through depression and all. I've come through the troubles. I know people have suffered, and particular, a good friend of mine has took his life through depression.
I doubt, even you, as I hear you this morning, I doubt if there was someone lying on the ground with a stroke, with a heart attack, with a bullet through their leg, whether you would tell them to suck it up. But because it's a psychological illness, you tell them to get on with it.
Everybody has to, Stephen.
Everybody doesn't have to. You see, this is the point.
Everybody else gets on. Why are you picking out one service?
Because it's been in the news this week. I am absolutely...
George Hamblin's right. Get on with it. If you don't like it, resign. Get on with it. George Hamblin's 100% right. If you don't like
he
it...
He wasn't talking about mental ill health, to be fair to him.
What he was saying is, you signed on the dotted line. That's more or less what he's saying. You signed on the dotted line. You expect these things. Stephen, are you honestly telling me that when they signed on that dotted line, they weren't told what the consequences could be?
I don't think some police officers felt when they joined the police that their lives were going to be psychologically destroyed. No, I did not. And I do think that part of what we do as a society, clearly you don't, by the way, but I do think that quite a few people will think...
Don't disrespect my views as regards...
I'll challenge your views because you're...
Mental health and all that there.
Really? Well, you're telling people with mental illness to suck it up, so I'm very much going to challenge you, sir.
Yes,
very much going to challenge you.
Because they're doing the job that they were prepared, that they were told what to expect.
Some of our callers want to speak to you this morning. Ian, good morning, Ian. You can speak to Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. That guy's on there and he's going on and on about things. The policeman, about the way he's calling them Windsors. He ought to be ashamed of himself.
He's listening to you. Speak to him directly.
I know he's going on about the policeman gun and whinging about this and that. If he needed the police, if somebody was coming to his door, to give him a kicking or do something on him, is he going to defend himself all this here? He's a big man and all this here. I know he'd be crying out because the police didn't come. He ought to be ashamed of himself. The police authority and the police in this country have been treated diabolically. We have put terrorists in government and treated them as far better than the people who were looking after us in this country.
Stephen?
He's an audacity to come on here and call them Windsors.
Well, you see them Windsors that I'm talking about?
We'll pause
about?
There. We'll come back after the news. Stay there. Now. We're just in the middle of a telephone conversation with two of our callers here, Stephen and Derry, telling the police to suck it up. If they have psychological illness, they knew what they were signing up for. And Ian, you've taken great exception to this.
That's great. I have seen.
Stephen, do you want to reply to Ian?
Well, I must say to Ian, I have nothing to be ashamed of. What I say is what I mean. There's services, there's frontline services that goes day and daily and dealing with accident emergencies, social services that goes on to families that are broken up and children affected. They're no different from any other frontline services. There should be no exceptions to the rule.
If you take your logic, Stephen, you'd be telling the nurses to suck it up too, because they knew what they were signing up for.
What I'm saying, Stephen, is they like every other organisation, do come through difficulties like everybody else.
Shouldn't they get support? That's all we're saying this morning. Shouldn't they get support?
Yeah, so everybody should get support.
Well, then stop telling them to suck it up.
The health service has been run down.
Well, the next time someone's lying in the street, dying from some type of illness, tell them to suck it up.
No, Stephen, I'll be phoning an ambulance or
well, then there is no difference.
I'll be phoning the nearest emergency service.
Of course you will. Of course you will. So therefore, there is no difference.
If somebody's lying on the street, I won't be phoning the police. Why should I phone the police if somebody's lying on the street?
There is no difference between someone with a mental illness and someone with a physical illness. What bit of that do you not understand?
I understand Stephen, quite clearly.
I understand quite clearly
what the difference is in a mental illness and a physical illness. A mental
illness, Stephen. If I may ask you a question here,
and the six counties that suffer from mental through the trouble related injuries and trouble related.
Can I have a wee moment here and say my bit, please?
You can.
Go ahead.
You clearly have an issue with the police in this country. Let me say one thing to you. Yes, you clearly have defined that. That's what you're.
Are you telling me that
if a doctor who is dealing with a young child and that young child dies in that doctor's arms because the doctor couldn't save it, are you telling me and the people of this country that that doctor is not entitled to be upset about that? He should just sit back and suck it up?
Yes, because you're talking about a doctor.
It makes a whole lot.
You're talking about a doctor.
Mental health has no bounds. Mental health can affect anyone. These police officers are paying for some of these.
100% right. Mental health can affect anyone.
And these police officers are paying for these treatments out of their own pocket, some of them, through the police federation.
Yes,
hold on, Stephen. Hold on. Let Ian finish his point.
You have the audacity to sit there. Are you telling me? I could tell you now, Stephen, you would be the biggest whinger going that if you were mugged at home and the police was called by you or someone member of your family and the police never barred their backsides or raven, you would be the biggest whinger going.
All right.
These officers spent 30 or 40 years of their lives.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
Okay. All right, Stephen. Thank you. Ian, finish your point, then we're done. Go on, Ian.
These police officers in this country spent 30, 40 years on the front line protecting society. I know there was a couple of probably bad eggs and bad apples in a barrel, but at the same time, they are entitled to treatment as well as anybody in society is. It's an absolute disgrace in this country that government sitting that hill and allow them others to be treated the way they are. I'm ashamed of that government. I'm ashamed of this country the way they treat them. It's an absolute disgrace.
Well, it's first of all an issue for PSNI management, and we are going to hopefully hear from PSNI management on the programme this week about, you know, why they are standing over this and the policies that there are. And it's something that we will come back to.
We in this country have given terrorists a bigger protection in life than we do in the people who are there to serve us in society. It's an absolute disgrace the way they're being treated.
We promise we'll come back to it later in the week. Ian, thank you.